In the Middle East, reaction to the Bush administration's desire to topple Saddam Hussein in Iraq has ranged from deep caution to outright hostility. The one exception is Israel, which considers action against Hussein long overdue. Many Israelis believe that a U.S. attack on Iraq is inevitable and are focused on defending themselves against a possible Iraqi missile strike against Israeli cities. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
President Bush doesn't need to persuade Israel that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein is a grave and gathering danger. Professor Ephraim Inbar of Bar-Ilan University says Baghdad has always been an implacable enemy to Israel.
In 1948, they were 15 kilometers away from Tel Aviv. They participated in the war in 67 on the Syrian front. They were again in the 1973 war participating. And of course, 1991, when they have sent missiles against Israel without any provocation from Israeli side.
Some Israelis dismiss the notion that the U.S. should work to win over international opinion before attacking. But Reuven Merhav, a former senior intelligence official for Israel, says the White House does need to pay attention to the fears that an attack on Baghdad will destabilize the Middle East.
And in that respect, President Bush faces a great problem. And also the Arab regimes like Egypt, like Jordan, have also a big problem because on the one way they want to side with the West because they rely on the West for their existence. On the other hand, they have all these huge masses which identify with Saddam Hussein. And it is a very difficult problem for the American president to solve.
A key aspect of that problem is the deep anger in the Arab world at Washington's policy toward the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which many Arabs see as heavily weighted toward Israel. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon kept a low profile after yesterday's address, offering no official reaction. Merhav says most Israelis understand that U.S. leaders will be just as anxious to keep Israel out of the fighting now as they were in 1991.
And I think we should stay out of it as much as possible, also because of the domestic problem we have with the Israeli Arabs, and then with the Palestinians, with whom eventually we have to live in peace. And we don't want to see again the scenes of the Palestinians and the Israeli Arabs identifying themselves completely with Saddam Hussein, which some of them might easily tend to do.
This week, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat said he was prepared to join any coalition against terrorism if it's conducted within the framework of the United Nations. But at a rally yesterday in the Gaza Strip, families of slain Palestinians were given financial aid said to have come from Iraq. Many Israelis have clear memories of the 39 Scud missiles that landed here during the Gulf War. Professor Ephraim Inbar says some Israeli security officials worry that if Iraq does fire on Israel, Hezbollah guerrillas just over the border in Lebanon will seize the opportunity to unload their missile supply on Israel in hopes of widening the conflict.
I think that this is definitely a possibility that the Syrians and the Hezbollah will miscalculate and will try to attack Israel when it is attacked by Iraq. But nowadays, Israel has a better ability to intercept those missiles than it had in 1991. We have two Arrow batteries, which are the only working system to intercept missiles in the world. This actually gives a better defensive capability to the Israelis.
Despite such assurances, the Israeli media is filled with stories reflecting a nervous population. There's a shortage of bomb shelters, and a controversial new gas mask may or may not work properly. The mayor of Ramat Gan, near Tel Aviv, hit by four missiles in 1991, says he will urge residents to evacuate to a tent city south of town if the U.S. attacks Baghdad. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.